songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehound. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Make sure to tell lots of jokes. Inside is fine, don't need everyone to know. Please be honest, don't talk me up too much. You know I never liked attention anyway.
That's Ted Hanashevitz. Everyone say it together. It rhymes with Manashevitz. Hanashevitz. H-A-J-N-A-C-I-E-W-S-K-I. He's driven to write the perfect song. Minneapolis, born and raised. Singer-songwriter. Constantly composing, learning, listening, playing, and singing. And that's a song from his brand new CD titled Tony Wanted to Make a Record. So I had the pleasure of meeting Ted down in Wyoming, Minnesota at the Arts Center. Heard him do a set with Nigel Egg and Sonny. No, that's not quite right. Oh, can't remember her name. She has yet to send us some music, but we're anxiously waiting for it so we can play it here on Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Unbehauen, from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 here in Thief River Falls. And before Ted's song, we played one of my very favorite songs from the 8-plus years here on Minnesota Homebrew, Eggshell Heart by Duluth singer-songwriter Greg Tiburtzi. I'd love to hear Ted perform sometime. He says he also plays guitar for a group called Deja Vu Drifters and drums for Sweetgrass, Timber and Steel, Group 2, Billy Southern, and Wes Hadrich. Well, not all at once, I don't think. But anyway, we're here to have a solid hour of fun. We hope you enjoyed the show before us, which is Mixtape with our host. Ugh. I think it must be old age or something. He's a friend of mine. Heaven help me. Well, Rob Burkell was the co-host today. Pat Brixton and Brixen and Rob Burkell. Well, a long day for this boy at work, and it's been a long week, and I just can't wait to get to the studio to play you some of these songs written right from the heart by our Minnesota and neighboring songwriters. Up next is Grand Forks, North Dakota's jazz artist Kimberly Fornes Wilson with Wonderland.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah, I love this group. They're called the Small Glories. They're from Winnipeg, I believe. I know Manitoba for sure. And they are really making their mark on Canadian music. They recently won 3 awards on the Canadian Folk Music Awards. That was back in April. They won Contemporary Album of the Year, from which we're going to take this next song. That album's
titled Assiniboine and the Red, Vocal Group of the Year and Ensemble of the Year. They're a two-piece. And here's a tune called Don't Back Down. Be back in 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
This town, you learn real young, you don't back down.
Don't back down, don't back down.
You know they call these fields of gold, but the government loans will rob your soul.
Don't back down, don't back down.
People leave with the prairie winds, ride the rails to a better way. Board it up, pack it in. Don't back down when the dust rolls in. Don't back down. Don't give in. Don't back down. Stick around this old ghost town. Hey. Old John Joe lives up the road. Plays a mean banjo. After Matt's old Father John, he still loves to tie one on. Tie one on. Broken backs, calloused hands, you'll get old before your time. It's not for any woman or man, it's tough as nails, but I don't mind. When the waters rise, don't back.
Is ear candy in my estimation. Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards are the Small Glories from up north here in Winnipeg. And this next song is by another Canadian. I don't know his real name, but he goes by Clark W. And this is a novelty tune I picked up off the internet, off a Facebook post, I'm sure, maybe even by my good friend Irene Anderson up there in Peg City. This one's called Up Here in Canada, and it basically tells you why Canadians do everything that they do. You're listening to Homebrew.
Timmy's and hockey, syrup and bacon, Molson and Mounties at your can stations. throwing on some cheese and gravy on top of our fries. That's a poutine. And we wear our plaid sweaters when we walk amongst the northern lights. Rockies and prairies, oceans and lakes, other than winter, all the seasons are great. Brushing up the snow a little longer than we'd like. But you won't hear us complaining, 'cause that just wouldn't be polite. No, man. 'Cause up here in Canada, the air's clear, the weather's adequate, we all cheer, we're pretty passionate. Then everybody has a pet polar bear and a moose. Yeah, up here in Canada, Celsius, kilometers, prime ministers and provinces. We maybe say it different, but we always keep our promises. We said we'd win the gold back in 2010, and we did. Because we're so nice, we'll let you in every now and again, but not too much. 'Cause up here in Canada, we like beards, we think they're fabulous. We don't fear if people laugh at us for wearing six pairs of long underwear. And two, yeah, up here. Snowmobiles, ketchup chips, and even walkie-talkies. Peanut butter, garbage bags, the mighty foghorn. Just a few things that you can thank us for. Shatner, Carey, Myers, Gosling, Reynolds, and Reeds. Candy Short, Michael J., and all of Schitt's Creek. Celine, Shania, Adams, Bieber, Buble, and Drake. We're sorry about Nickelback, yeah, that was a mistake.
We're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry, eh?
We're so, so sorry. 'Cause up here in Canada, we like beer and our cannabis. And each year, we all get taxed a bunch, but everybody gets free health care.
And a goose.
Yeah, up here in Canada.
As my friend Andy would say, want that fun? Want that fun? Three tunes in a row by outstate artists. We love our outstaters. We even count Michiganers as outstate artists bordering our state because, of course, Isle Royale, just off the coast of northern Minnesota, northeastern Minnesota, up on the North Shore, belongs to Michigan, and it's only about 20 miles away from Minnesota. Yeah, yeah, those are great tunes and a lot of fun here. Our friend Irene Anderson and Angus, her better half, is our listening up there in Winnipeg. They say hi, and Bob Muscovitz down in good old Hackensack, I'm sure. Greg and Rita Connor are listening in Savage, Minnesota, and Bruce and Sandy Caswell down on Wayzata, close to Lake Minnetonka. Might even be on the lake, I'm not sure. Why, it's been a long time. I lived down in Spring Park in 1979 when my firstborn came home from the hospital in my MG Midget without a seatbelt, without a car seat. Oh my, the things I did when I was young. Well, up next, he is a talented singer and storyteller. As on a small stage as well as on an intimate club or grinding out melodic southern rock leads with his Les Paul and a tube amp at a roadside honky-tonk. There's no mistaking the unique sound that Matt Grounke brings. It's all his, but it's all for you. Here's Matt Grounke with Don't Kill Me on MHB.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, it's from the Lincoln Journal Star in Florida online. Pennsylvania, 93-year-old with I Need More Beer sign gets her wish. And it's took place in Pittsburgh. Singing the folk song 99 Bottles of Beer might be how some people are passing the time during the coronavirus pandemic. But thanks to Coors Light, Olive Veronese is now 150 ice-cold beers to the benefit of her stomach. And she doesn't have to pass them around to anybody. The 93-year-old gained notoriety after CNN Pittsburgh affiliate KDKA shared her photo with a Coors Light in hand and a plea written on a whiteboard, I need more beer. The photo taken by one of Veronese's family members was shared more than 5 million times. When we saw Olive's message, we knew we had to jump at the chance not only to connect with someone who brought a smile to our faces during this pandemic, but also gave us a special opportunity to say thanks for being a Coors Light fan, a Molson Coors spokesman told CNN. Even in the pre-COVID era, we would have been thrilled to fulfill Olive's request, the spokesperson said. But in this moment, during these unusual times, bringing a little bit of joy to someone's day is the least we can do. The Seminole, Pennsylvania native told KDKA she has been staying home to help flatten the curve and to keep everyone, including herself, safe during the pandemic. I was on my last 12 cans. I have a beer every night, Veronese told KDKA. You know what? Beer has vitamins in it. It's good for you, as long as you don't overdo it. As soon as the delivery of 10 cases arrived, she cracked one open on her porch. That tastes pretty good, she said. But there's more good news for Veronese in her daily tradition. Molson Coors made a standing offer to her and her family that more beer is on its way whenever they're ready for a restock. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? I'll post a picture of Olive on our Facebook page while you're there. Like us. Well, up next, Sarah Morris from Shoreview, Minnesota. And that's just up on the, just to the east of New Brighton, just to the south of Circle Pines, where I spent my first 6 years. Sarah is a 2018 Kerrville New Folk Contest winner and has spent the last several years earning a reputation for engaging performances. I heard her sing in Crookston here last year and couldn't believe what a voice came out of that little person. Here's Sarah Morris with a tune titled All Mine. You're listening to Minnesota Home Brew.
A hit to the grandees and a peek at the master plan. A whisper that the cards I need are already in my hand. A couple of neon signs shaped like an arrow saying ride this way to the path I'm meant to travel. A bit of confirmation I belong where I am at. I could use some of that. Oh, I've been stumbling around a little blind, so I miss the forest every time. But I can tell you the secrets of a single pine. Well, I get lost, but I don't mind, as long as the story I find is all. Comfort of my quilted heart. Put some brand new strings on this old guitar and sing my way through another false start. If I'm lucky, the words will come out right in phrases at once simple and sublime.
Single pine. Oh, I get lost, but I don't mind, as long
Sarah Morris. Thank you, Sarah, for that. She also performs in a duo with Vicki Emerson called The Home Fires. Well, we just got a question on our Facebook page. Who sings the intro song to Minnesota Homebrew? Well, I Write the Songs was made famous by Barry Manilow, but in the spirit of the show, we play the songwriter's version. That's Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys. He wrote that song for Barry and also Weekend in New England, and we thought it only fitting to play his version.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yeah, she's new. She's from the Twin Cities and has been writing and singing for a long time around and outside the Twin Cities, treating audiences to long sets of original music and fun covers. Long sets now. That's interesting because my friend Bruce Bjork and I once played a coffee shop over in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, where we graduated together 52 years ago. And we played for 5 hours and 45 minutes without a break. So Amanda B. Perry, if you can match that, you are one phenomenal performer. Here's Amanda B. Perry with Old Love New. Amanda B. Perry, beautiful song, wonderful voice. Amanda would like all of you to know that she's doing a live stream show every Saturday night during the quarantine season at 7 p.m. She does covers, originals, and of course, she says, I chat. It's a good time, so feel free to share that if you'd like. And of course, we're doing that right now. You can go to her Facebook page, which is Amanda B. Perry Music Page. Again, that's facebook.com/PG/ Amanda B. Perry Music Page. Thank you, Amanda, for that song, and keep sending them because we'll keep playing them here on Minnesota Homebrew. Up next, You Left Me by Mark Bronsted.
Gave you my heart, I gave you my soul. You opened the door and you walked right out and you left me. Yeah, you left me. You took my heart, you broke it in two, then you left me. I gave you all I had to give. You looked at me and you laughed aloud, then you left me. Yeah. couldn't do. You said some things I didn't want you to, and you left me. Yeah, you left me.
A good song, huh? Pick it up a little bit. We like to mix it up. Lots of slow songs, lots of medium tempo, and some kickers there. And that was, of course, Mark Bronsted, fairly new to Minnesota Homebrew, the same as this next gentleman. His name is Scott Jasmine. And here's Scott singing Socially Distant. Very appropriate song for the times. I went to Hugo Supermarket this morning at 10 a.m. and wore a mask for the first time. I don't know why I've been dragging my feet. I'm kind of fashion conscious, I guess. Again, here's Socially Distanced by Mr. Jasmine.
I'm sitting in my room, wishing I was there with you. I wish that things were different, but we're socially distant.
Seconds tick away, minutes become hours, hours become days. Life changes in over us if we just wait it out. Sounds easy, but it isn't. Being socially distant. And I wonder, what if the days turn and I pray, please take away.
Jasmine here on Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, recycled, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Isn't that cool? I can also say all the Drevlo kids' names, all 11 of them. Brianna Brett, Braden Brock, Brielle Brigham, Bryn Braylin, Brenna Brooke, and Braxton. Pretty good, yeah. Friends of ours here in Thief River Falls. Kind of a famous family for having 11 kids. Yes, indeed. Well, up next, I want to find my biography and read a little bit on this next gentleman. His name is Joey Shaheen, but I'm not supposed to say that. He's called The Wrong Omar. He's been touring the U.S. and Canada singing his sidewalk confessionals of bad choices. His Zemblanity CD from 2014 was one cool thing to get in the mail, and then we get another one, Rock and Chair. And the group is comprised of Joey Shaheen, Becky Shaheen, Rachel Shaheen, Stefan Swanson, Brian Reidinger, and Laura Schmidt. And we had Joey sing at the State Fair for us a couple years ago, and I was blown away. What a voice. What a voice. And what wonderful guitar work, too. My gosh. You know, I see these people play, and I don't even feel like playing guitar anymore, but I must forge on. Here is a song titled The Fun Part by The Wrong Omar. And afterward, I'll tell you why they call his group that.
Well, the news that came today, you're skipping heart would be okay. Once you started on the new medication, 50 milligrams a day. A doctor said that's what it takes to put an end to those heart palpitations. The fun part's over too soon. Over too soon. The fun part's over. The fun's over too soon. The fun part's over too soon. Too soon, the fun part's over, the fun's over too soon. The body clearly stating it checks the roughly populating, it required a little magnification. The side effects she made, experience when included, say, a loss of desire for fornication. The cautions now I read, with tiny graphics to assist me, you must avoid a liquor consumption. To keep you company, to a sober life this I can't agree. Disruption. The fun part's over too soon. Over too soon. The fun part's over. The fun's over too soon. The fun part's over too soon. Over too soon. The fun part's over. The fun's over too soon. There ever was between you and me, you don't reject each other's invitations. The prelude normally contains some whiskey, sometimes we, but now you can't consume any libations. The fun part's over too soon. Over too soon. The fun part's over. About 3 feet high, the average altitude of our genitalia. Sometimes your cell is full, sometimes you live that beach to wood. Someday no ship left to avail ya. The fun part's over too soon, over too soon.
Yep, that tells it all. The fun part's over too soon. That's, of course, the wrong Omar. He got his name. He was reading the paper, and it talked about a guy named Omar that was in jail. And there was also another guy named Omar at the same time in the same jail. And they let the wrong guy out. And the headlines in the paper said the wrong Omar released from jail. And that's, Joey saw that and said, that's got to be the name of my band, the wrong Omar. Oh, that man is talented. Well, we have a little bit of time here. I just want to remind you that we have to pick a theme for our next songwriting. Let me grab the calendar. Songwriting Challenge. And that'll be on May 28th. Oh my, we're already 2 weeks away from that. We haven't picked a theme for it. What should we do? Well, let me think about that, and we'll put it on our Facebook page. And, you know, just start roughing out a song, and then I'll give you a theme here. Maybe somebody can post it before the end of the show. We don't have much time here yet, though. Anyway, lots of fun here in the studio. I live for Thursday nights. And, yeah, just telling someone I'd love to retire from the regular job after 27 years. And she said, go for it. Oh, yeah. I don't know that most people really can't wait to retire, but I'm part of that small majority that just are kind of fearful of the loss of structure and something to do. Got to get back to music, so that's the answer. And we're doing it here on Minnesota Homebrew. I want to thank you again for listening. Stay tuned for Gypsy Outlaw Radio Show with the Jensen Sisters. And don't forget to join us every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. 90.1 locally and RadioNorthland.org. Never forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Here is a group called Zoe Says Go. They're a brand new Minneapolis Americana pop rock band featuring Dave Dvorak, Matthew Roderick, Steve Appelhans, Kristen Wilson, Don Strong, and Charlie Lupke. Zoe Says Go. Ending the show, here's When Monday Morning Comes. Thanks for listening. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
This party's a drag, she says to me. Everyone's acting so aggressively. They're all trying to put their moves on me. Oh, this party's a drag, she says to me. They're feeding us drinks and telling us lies. Talking about some money-making enterprise. Oh, it's a funny kind of way to socialize. Yeah, they're feeding us drinks and telling us lies. Infected by the baseline, the pounding of the drums. But how we gonna feel when Monday morning comes, yeah? Monday morning comes.
this great big hole in the earth. Yeah, it's got a lot of depth, and it's got a lot of girth. Oh, we've been digging it since the day of our birth. Yeah, we're digging this great big hole in the earth. We'll fill it up with plastic and styrofoam, all them things we don't need anymore in our homes. A trail of waste wherever we roam. We'll fill it up with plastic and styrofoam. Infected by the baseline, the pounding of the drums. But how we gonna feel when Monday morning comes? Hey! When Monday morning comes. A man in a Humvee got it all to himself. Yeah, he's the poster boy of financial health. There ain't no need to share that conspicuous wealth, 'cause he's a man in a Humvee, got it all to himself. Brothers in the desert, got a gun in his hand. Yeah, he's fighting for freedom in a foreign land. Oh, we'll liberate that oil beneath the sand. His brothers in the desert, got a gun in his hand. Infected by the baseline, the pounding of the drums. But how we gonna feel when Monday morning comes? Hey! Up this house we trashed, all the chairs we broken and the windows we smashed. We'll pay with credit 'cause we got no cash. Oh, who's gonna clean up this house we trashed? It don't matter right now 'cause I'm feeling fine, so you just save it for another time. In all them generations on down the line, it don't matter right now, 'cause I'm feeling fine. Infected by the baseline, the pounding of the drums. How we gonna feel when Monday morning comes? Monday morning comes. Bring it down. This party's a drag, she says to me. They're feeding us drinks and telling us lies. Oh, this party's a drag, she says to me. They're feeding us drinks.